The Shortcuts. Next, I will go beyond narrative to discuss the more general attributes of thinking and reasoning behind our crippling shallowness. These defects in reasoning have been cataloged and investigated by a powerful research tradition represented by a school called the Society of Judgment and Decision Making, the only academic and professional society of which I am a member, and proudly so. Its gatherings are the only ones where I do not have tension in my shoulders or anger fits. It is associated with a school of research started by Daniel Kahneman, Amos Tversky, and their friends such as Robin Dawes and Paul Slovic. It is mostly composed of empirical psychologists and cognitive scientists whose methodology hews strictly to running very precise, controlled experiments, physics style, on humans and making catalogs of how people react, with minimal theorizing. They look for regularities. Note that empirical psychologists use the bell curve to gauge errors in their testing methods, but as we will see more technically later, this is one of the rare, adequate applications of the bell curve in social science, owing to the nature of the experiments. We have seen such types of experiments earlier in this chapter with the flood in California and with the identification of the confirmation bias in Chapter 5. These researchers have mapped our activities into roughly a dual mode of thinking, which they separate as System 1 and System 2, the experiential and the cogitative. The distinction is straightforward. System 1, the experiential one, is effortless, automatic, fast, opaque, we do not know that we are using it, parallel processed, and can lend itself to errors. It's what we call intuition, and performs these quick acts of prowess that became popular under the name Blink, after the title of Malcolm Gladwell's best-selling book. System 1 is highly emotional, precisely because it's quick. It produces shortcuts called heuristics that allow us to function rapidly and effectively. Dan Goldstein calls these heuristics fast and frugal. Others prefer to call them quick and dirty. Now, these shortcuts are certainly virtuous since they are rapid, but at times they can lead us into some severe mistakes. This main idea generated an entire school of research called the heuristics and biases approach. Heuristics corresponds to the study of shortcuts. Biases stand for mistakes. System 2, the cogitative one, is what we normally call thinking. It's what you use in a classroom, as it's effortful, even for Frenchmen, reasoned, slow, logical, serial, progressive, and self-aware. You can follow the steps in your reasoning. It makes fewer mistakes than the experiential system, and since you know how you derived your result, you can retrace your steps and correct them in an adaptive manner. Most of our mistakes in reasoning come from using System 1 when we are in fact thinking that we are using System 2. How? Since we react without thinking and introspection, the main property of System 1 is our lack of awareness of using it. Recall the round-trip error, our tendency to confuse no evidence of black swans with evidence of no black swans. It shows System 1 at work. You have to make an effort, System 2, to override your first reaction. Clearly, Mother Nature makes you use the fast System 1 to get out of trouble, so that you don't sit down and cogitate whether there is truly a tiger attacking you, or if it's an optical illusion. You run immediately, before you become conscious of the presence of the tiger.